Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Who is this? Is this Astro?
I'll have to get your zip code to see what the charges are for and see if my company charged you.
Okay. It's 89117.
So that was 89117?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Can I get the name that associated with this account?
Yeah, Otis Lenton.
That was Otis. What's King spell that last name for me?
Linton.
Linton?
Yes.
Give me 1 second. All right, sir, can you verify that address for me for security purposes?
Yes, 9901 West Sahara Avenue, apartment 2123, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, give me 1 second while these transactions are pulling up. All right, my computer is taking its time. I'm sorry, give me 1 second.
Well, it's going. It's getting ready for the holidays.
It don't need to do that right now. Till I get ready to get off.
Oh, all right. I see that.
All right, sir. So I see you were calling about the tactical bag that you ordered for $7.95, just the shipping and handling, and the bag was free.
Yeah, I received that. I received that. So I mean,
yes,
you can, if you wanna, you can cancel that. But what I did is I contacted obviously one of your affiliates, one of the same affiliates, and it was in reference to a tactical scope.
Yes,
and the promotion was given, you know, sent to me this morning. I tried to respond to it, and the transaction went, you know, failed to go through because it said I, you know, like my transaction was blocked. I tried to contact the vendor, and the number it directed me to you guys.
All right, so I can get that account canceled for you. Would there be anything else you would like me to do in this account before I cancel?
Well, is that? I'm not trying to cancel the account. What I'm trying to do is I was trying to order another item, purchase another item, and it didn't go through. I understand. I kind of understand from your end, but when I tried to contact the vendor themselves, the number directed, you know, it came to you guys. I think the confusion was is they're thinking that the transaction was successful, but it wasn't, and they were trying to say, well, this is who you need to talk to see if the purchase item is on the way or what's the position, the disposition of it. I think that's the confusing part about it.
Okay, so you were calling to see if, I'm sorry.
If the account is active.
Okay, so no, sir, that account is not active for that. I just see the transaction for that tactical bag. For the other transaction that you just questioned me about, that is not even in the account just yet.
Okay, I got you. I mean, well, it just said, like I said, it stated was blocked. And I was calling to try to reorder, you know, via telephone.
I don't know why they gave you our number. I'm not saying it like in a terrible way.
Because my customer
support, and we cannot
right.
order anything for anyone.
Right,
or we
right,
cannot,
right.
like,
I see. Well, what I'm saying, I think what they're assuming is they haven't made any mistakes. Mm-hmm. That if it's any if it's a delay or a block,
it's us.
Yeah, it's on your end. It's on your end. I think that's what they're trying to say. But I can kind of understand the disconnect here between the two. I understand it, and I'm not trying to put the fault on point the blame in any which way. I'm just trying to see if I guess had I had the transaction been successful. You would have probably had an open account, or you'd had an active account, right? Okay, I get you. I get it. Well, it's okay. It's no harm, no foul. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a happy holiday. Okay.
You're welcome, sir. You do the same.
Likewise. Bye bye.